Tere.
Hello.
Tere.
Hello.
Wow, I'm not very good at this, especially at the last moment.
Ma ei ole selles väga osav.
We have done this many times in different mission fields.
Me oleme neid hüvasti ette teinud mitmel korral ja mitmel pool.
But goodbyes is always a painful thing.
Aga need hüvasti jätud on alati valusad.
We are not leaving yet next week or tomorrow.
Me ei lähe veel ära homme ega ka järgmine nädal.
Because we are still waiting for our Norwegian visa.
Sest me alles ootame oma Norra viisat.
But our time is running very short.
Aga aeg saab otsa.
If things don't go well with our visa and everything.
Ja kui asjad ei õnnestu meie viisaga.
I think the longest we can stay here is only until April. The first week of April or second of April, and then we need to go.
Siis kõige kauem, mis me tohime veel Eestisse jääda, on kuni aprillini.
Now Hannah and I can remember our very first few weeks here in this church.
Ja me Hannaga mäletame paari esimest nädalat siin kirikus.
We didn't know if we will be effective or people will accept us just the way we are.
Ja me ei teadnud, kas meid võetakse omaks sellistena, nagu me oleme.
And then we prayed so hard each day, and Lord, please lead us to these people and let these people open up.
Ja me palvetasime väga palju iga päev, et Jumal juhataks meid teieni ja et teie süda võiks avaneda meile.
And later on, and slowly, you know who you are. You open up to us and you embrace us and accepted us as one of your own.
Ja hiljem niimoodi tasapiside avasite oma südamed meile ja võtsite meid vastu.
Hannah and I really felt, and with Zion, we really felt love here.
Ja me kõik kolm, Hannah, mina ja Zion, oleme tundnud armastust siin.
I mean, honestly, from the bottom of our hearts, we found a family away from home.
Ja ma ütlen oma südame põhjast, et me leidsime siin endale perekonna kodus teemal olles.
So when we came here, there's a lot of questions, you know, how do Filipinos with different culture work with, you know, Estonians and whatever.
Ja siia saabudes oli meil palju küsimusi, et kuidas filipiinlased nii erinevast kultuurist, kuidas me siin tööd teeme.
But through the grace of God and because of your kindness, you open up and wow, the love that you showed to my family and it's beyond words. It's just beyond words.
Aga Jumala armu kaudu te avasite oma südamed meile ja see armastus, mida me siin kogenud oleme, mul ei ole isegi sõnu selle kirjeldamiseks.
It's a pain. It's very painful to leave, actually.
Ja mul on väga valus lahkuda.
You know, when you make friends and you connect with people and you have relationship, now it's time to go.
Et sa just saad inimestega sõbraks ja tekivad head suhted ja siis on aeg minna.
But all we could say is we have done our very best. Everything, we gave everything we have here.
Aga mis ma võin öelda, et meie andsime kõik, mis meil anda oli.
We pour our hearts, our emotions, our love, everything. We love you so much.
Me avasime oma südame, et andsime armastust, kõik oma tunded, kõik, mis meil oli ja me armastame teid väga.
We will never forget you all.
Ja me ei unusta teid kunagi.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, we're gonna miss you so much.
Ja me hakkame teid väga igatsema.
Anyway. I hope you appreciate our work here.
Ja ma loodan, et ka teie hindasite seda tööd, mis me siin tegime.
You know, we don't have a lot. You know, we're not the best people on earth, but we gave our all.
Me ei ole maailma kõige paremad inimesed ja meil ei ole ka palju, aga me andsime kõik, mis meil anda oli.
Thank you.
Aitäh teile.
Thank you for the acceptance and the love. Thank you so much.
Aitäh, et te võtsite meid vastu ja aitäh teie armastuse eest.
We will never forget you all.
Ja me tõesti ei unusta teid kunagi.
Now let's go to the main theme today.
Aga lähme nüüd tänase teema juurde.
We'll talk about sharing the gospel.
Me räägime evangeeliumi kuulutamisest.
We talk about evangelism today.
Me räägime evangeliseerimisest.
Which is something that is very close to Hannah and I in our hearts. This is what we do, this is what we are passionate about.
See on meile Hannaga väga südamelähedane ja see on see, mis meis kirge tekitab.
But for some people, every time they hear the word evangelism,
aga on inimesi, kes kuuldes sõna evangeliseerima,
it gives them sort of fear.
Siis nendest tekib hirm.
It seems people are not very comfortable with it, even pastors.
Ja tundub, et inimesed ei tunne ennast selle sõnaga mugavalt, isegi pastorid.
But the best thing I can tell you this morning is, it's not about you.
Aga mis ma tahan teile täna hommikul öelda, on see, et asi ei ole teis.
Evangelism is not about what you know, it's about who you know.
Evangelism ei seisne selles, mida sa tead, vaid seisneb selles, keda sa tunned.
Now, if you have your Bibles, first open it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 to 10. I'm not going to read it word for word.
Kui teil on piiblid kaasas, siis palun tehke need lahti. Esimene Thessalonika, esimene peatükk, 6 ja 7 salmid.
But as you read there along on your seats from 6 to 10,
salmid 6 kuni 10, ma kõik ette ei loe.
There are two things that I would like to emphasize.
Seal on kaks asja, mida ma tahaksin rõhutada.
First,
esiteks,
evangelism or sharing the gospel starts with you, starts with me.
Evangeliumi levitamine algab minust.
Do you have the gospel? Do you have the everlasting gospel?
Kas sinul endal on igavene evangelium?
Now I often tell this every time I preach, you cannot share your water if your water bottle is empty.
Ja ma räägin seda tihti, et sa ei saa vett jagada teistele, kui sinu enda veepudel on tühi.
You cannot connect people to Jesus if you yourself is not connected to him.
Sa ei saa inimestele Jeesust jagada, kui sina ise ei ole Jeesusega ühenduses.
We often hear some parents, oh, sometimes I do this to Zion, my daughter. We always say, follow what I say, but don't follow what I do.
Me vahel kuuleme, et lapsevanemad ütlevad niimoodi ja minagi olen Zionile öelnud, et ära tee selle järgi, mida ma räägin, vaid tee selle järgi, mida ma räägin, mitte selle järgi, mida ma teen.
Yeah, that's correct.
Mahatma Gandhi.
He was asked once by a Christian.
Ükskord küsiti tema käest.
You are surrounded by Christians in your country. Why aren't you becoming into a Christian?
Sinu ümber on palju kristlasi, miks sina kristlaseks ei hakka?
And Mahatma Gandhi said.
Ja tema ütles.
The biggest reason why I don't want to be a Christian.
Suurim põhjus, miks ma ei taha kristlane olla.
Is because of Christians.
On teiste kristlaste pärast.
And later on he said on an interview.
Ja ühel intervjuul ta ütles.
I love your Christ.
Ma armastan teie Kristust.
But I don't like your Christians.
Aga mulle ei meeldi teie kristlased.
Of course the Bible said that we don't look at people, we look at Christ.
Ja muidugi Biiblis on kirjas, et meie ei vaata inimestele, vaid Jeesusele.
But for unbelievers it's too much for them, they cannot comprehend the thought.
Aga inimesed, kes on uskmatud, nende jaoks nad ei mõista seda.
For some people the only way that they can see Jesus, that they can see Christ is through Christians.
Nende paljude jaoks ainuke viis, kuidas nad saavad Kristust näha, on läbi kristlaste.
There was a funny story about a lady who was driving a car.
On üks naljakas lugu ühest naisest, kes sõitis autoga.
She was in a hurry, she was weaving back and forth.
Tal oli väga kiire ja ta nõelas niimoodi teistele vahele.
She was honking her horn while driving because she was in a hurry.
Ja ta lasi pidevalt signaali.
And now she saw the traffic light, it turned yellow.
Ja ta nägi, et valgusfoor hakkab kollaseks minema.
She wants to beat the traffic light.
Aga ta tahab enne üle jõuda.
But then there was the man in front of him just, you know, with the family just singing inside the car slowly and step on the brake.
Aga tema ees sõitvas autos oli üks pere, mees juhtis seda ja nemad olid rahulikud ja ta hakkas pidurdama.
She almost hit the man's car.
Ja ta peaaegu sõitis sisse selle mehe autole.
Oh, this Christian lady was so angry.
Ja see kristlasest daam oli tõeliselt vihane.
So she was yanking her horn and screaming inside the car.
Ja ta vandus seal autos ja vehkis kätega ja lasi signaali.
And later on she heard a knock on the window.
Ja siis ta kuulis aknele koputust.
Police officer.
Ja see oli politseinik.
Anyway, to her surprise, she was handcuffed and brought to the police station.
Ja tema suureks üllatuseks ta käed pandi raudu ja ta viidi politseijaoskonda.
Anyway, she was interviewed and the police people, you know, policemen gathered around and they were like talking.
Ja ta kuulati üle ja need politseinikud arutasid seal oma vahel.
And one of the policemen who apprehended her came to her and apologized.
Ja see, kes tema kinni oli pidanud, tuli tema juurde ja palus vabandust.
And the man said, I'm so sorry.
Ja ta ütles, mul on väga kahju, palun vabandust.
I thought you stole the car.
Ma arvasin, et te olete selle auto ärandanud.
And the lady said, no, this is my car.
Ja see naine ütleb, et ei, see on minu auto.
I know, but while you were driving, you know, crazy.
Ma tean, aga te sõitsite väga hullumeelselt.
I saw your bumper stickers.
Ja ma nägin neid kleepse teie kaputi peal.
I saw this Christian logo like a fish that you're a Christian.
Ma nägin seda kristlaste kala logo seal auto peal.
And I saw the bumper sticker that read.
Ja seal ühe kleepsu peal oli kirjas niimoodi.
Too blessed to be stressed.
Liiga õnnistatud, et olla stressis või liiga õnnistatud, et olla mures.
And so I apprehended you. I thought you stole the car because no Christian should drive like that.
Ja ma pidasin teid kinni sellepärast, et ma olen veendud, et ükski kristlane ei sõidaks niimoodi.
Actions speak louder than words. Actions speaks louder than words.
Teod räägivad valjemini kui sõnad.
Second point, evangelism, sharing the gospel.
Teine mõte, et evangeliseerimine
is a direct response.
On otsene vastus
to God's love.
Jumala armastusele.
There's a lot of stories in the Bible like Paul.
Biblis on palju lugusid, näiteks Paulus.
There's a lot of stories in the Bible where people were blind and they were able to see, they were crippled and they were able to walk.
Sellised lood, kus inimesed olid pimedad ja said nägijaks või olid jalutud, aga said kõndijaks.
And God said to some of them, don't tell. Don't tell anyone. Just go in peace.
Mõnele ütles Jeesus, et ära räägi sellest kellelegi, mine rahus.
But these people cannot contain their joy and what they witness for God that they share it to others.
Aga need inimesed ei suutnud vakka olla ja enda sees hoida seda rõõmu, vaid nad jagasid seda kõigile.
If you have Jesus in your heart.
Kui sinu südames on Jeesus.
If you have the good news in your heart.
Kui sinu südames on head uudised.
Sharing the gospel to others is a natural thing.
Siis evangeeliumini kuulutamine teistele on loomulik tagajärg.
One author said evangelism is a lifestyle, not a church program.
Ja üks autor ütles, et evangeliseerimine on elustiil, mitte kiriku programm.
We call it lifestyle evangelism.
Ja me ütlemegi selle kohta elustiili evangelism.
Jesus started it.
Jeesus alustas selle.
What is lifestyle?
Mis asi on elustiil?
I didn't look at the Webster dictionary. I went to Google because Google is a bit smarter, they said.
Ma vaatsin järgi Googlist.
I don't know if it's true, but I went to Google. They said lifestyle means.
Ja seal oli öeldud, et elustiil tähendab.
The way in which a person lives.
Viis, kuidas inimene elab.
Your way of life, your way of living.
Sinu elu viis, elamise viis.
So sharing the gospel.
Nii et evangeeliumini kuulutamine.
Telling others about Jesus is not a once a year thing for a Christian.
Ja Jeesusest teistele rääkimine ei ole üks kord aastas asi, mida ette võtta.
It should be a lifestyle.
See peaks olema elustiil.
People should see Jesus in your actions, through your actions.
Inimesed peaksid nägema Jeesust sinu tegude kaudu.
Ellen G. White said in Testimonies for the Church.
Ellen White ütleb tunnistustes kogudustele.
To save souls.
Hingede päästmine.
Should be the life work of everyone who professes Christ.
Peaks olema iga ühe elutöö, kes tunnistab Jeesust.
He further said that every soul,
ja iga hing,
whom Christ has rescued,
keda Jeesus on päästnud,
is called to work in his name,
on kutsutud töötama tema nimel,
for the saving of the lost,
kadunud hingede päästmiseks.
According to the survey,
ja ühe uurimuse järgi
8000 Christians, Ryan. Survey for 8000 Christians.
8000 kristlast.
How they came to church?
Küsiti, kuidas nad kirikusse tulid.
How they met God?
Kuidas nad Jumalaga kohtusid?
5% just accidentally like went into a church.
Läksid lihtsalt juhuslikult kirikuksest sisse.
7% came because of the pastor.
Tulid pastori pärast.
And then 3%.
Ja 3%.
Came because they liked the church program.
Tulid kiriku programmi pärast.
4%.
4%.
Come to church because they enjoy Sabbath school.
Tulid sellepärast, et neile meeldib hingamispäevakool.
Now listen to this.
Aga kuulake nüüd seda.
But 80%.
Aga 80%
comes to church and they found God.
Tulid kirikusse ja leidsid Jumala.
Because of relationship.
Suhete tõttu.
Because of friendship.
Sõpruse tõttu.
Because a Christian showed kindness to them.
Sellepärast, et kristlane oli nende vastu lahke.
Because they saw Christ in someone's actions, in someone's words.
Sest nad nägid Jeesust kellegi sõnades ja tegudes.
Now there are another reasons, according to the survey, why people don't come to church and leave the church.
Aga selle uurimuse põhjal siis põhjused, miks inimesed kirikust lahkuvad.
The first reason.
Esimene põhjus.
The very highest points, 90-something%.
Ja kõige suurem protsent.
Is bad leadership.
On halb juhtimine.
Bad leadership.
Halb juhtimine.
People leave the church.
Inimesed lahkuvad selle tõttu
kirikust. People are hurt in the church.
Inimesed saad haiget ja
lähevad. They are misled.
Neid juhitakse vale.
They are offended by leaders in the church.
Neid solvatakse.
And this is the highest percentage why people leave the church.
Ja see on kõige suurem protsentuaalselt siis põhjus, miks inimesed lahkuvad kirikust.
So leaders play a very important role of keeping the sheep, so to speak, in the church.
Nii et juhtidel on mängida väga oluline roll selles, et inimesed püsiksid kirikus.
The second point here.
Ja teine.
Bad sermon.
Ja teine põhjus halvad jutlused.
They said that, you know, if they don't enjoy the sermon, they don't get anything from the sermon.
Ja nad ütlesid, et nad ei naudi neid jutlusi, nad ei saa sealt mitte midagi.
They don't want to come back again for the next worship because they don't get anything. They better stay at home and read something.
Nad ei taha tulla, sest nad ei saa sellest jutlusest midagi, nad parem on kodus ja loevad ise midagi.
Now listen to this.
Aga kuulake nüüd seda.
If a church has a bad leader,
kui kirikul on halb juht,
who preaches bad,
kellel on halvad jutlused,
oh dear.
Oh helden aeg.
I don't know.
Ma ei tea.
I feel sorry for that church.
Mul on sellest kirikust kahju.
The third reason why people leave the church.
Ja kolmas põhjus, miks inimesed lahkuvad kirikust.
There's no connection.
Ei ole suhteid.
When they come to church, they feel alone, they feel lonely, they feel not part of the church.
Kui nad tulevad kogudusse, nad tunnevad ennast üksildasena ja nad ei tunne, et nad on osa kogudusest.
And most of this connection.
Ja enamus nendest suhetest või sidemetest
are directed to the leader.
On osaliselt seotud ka juhiga.
They don't feel love, they don't feel connected and cared for by the leader.
Nad ei tunne, et juht armastaks neid nendest hooliks.
Bad leadership.
Halb juhtimine.
Bad sermon.
Halb jutlustamine.
No connection.
Ja sidemete puudumine.
Wow. There was a book written by Remy Dietrich.
Oli üks raamat, mille kirjutas. What was the name?
Remy.
Remy.
Yeah, just Remy. And it's about insecurities of leaders.
Ja see räägib juhtide ebakindlustest.
All of us have insecurities.
Meil kõigil on neid.
We have weaknesses.
Meil on omad nõrkused.
But he said that there are leaders who have psychological issues.
Aga ta ütles, et on juhte, kellel on psühholoogilisi probleeme.
There are leaders who have unresolved childhood issues.
Kellel on lahendamata lapsepõlve probleeme.
There are leaders who has anger management issues.
On juhte, kellel on viha talitsemisega probleeme.
Some have insecurity issues.
Selliseid ebakindlusega seotud probleeme.
And he said that insecurities.
Ja ta ütles, et need ebakindlused
sucks the life out of the church.
Need imevad elu kirikust välja.
It's he said.
Ja ta ütles.
Left untreated.
Kui neid mitte ravida või nendega mitte tegeleda.
It will create a negative culture that slowly began to erode.
Siis sellest tekib negatiivne õhkkond, mis vaikselt hakkab nagu seestpoolt närima.
He said that it doesn't matter if you've been in the ministry for 2 years or 20 years.
Ja pole vahet, kas sa oled olnud vaimulikus ametis 2 aastat või 20 aastat.
He said left untreated, these insecure leaders will hurt the church.
Kui selle probleemiga mitte tegelda, siis need ebakindlad juhid teevad kirikule haiget.
Now this is not something that we rejoice.
Ja see ei ole midagi, mille üle rõõmustada.
This is not something that we criticize. Oh, he is something, something wrong. There's something wrong with all of us.
Ja ei ole ka asi, et teisi nüüd kritiseerima hakata, sest meil kõigil on muresid.
But if you're a leader with all these issues,
aga kui sa oled juht ja sul on kõik need probleemid,
you'll bring a lot of people to disaster.
Siis sa viid paljud inimesed katastroofini.
We have to pray for them.
Me peame nendest palvetama.
There is hope.
On lootust.
We have to support them.
Me peame neid toetama.
We have to kneel in prayer and Lord, please, please bless our leaders.
Me peame põlvili palvetama, et Jumal palun õnnista meie juhte.
Lifestyle evangelism.
Elustiili evangeliumi kuulutamine.
It can save lives.
See päästab elusid.
Can your actions.
Teie teod.
Christ-like character.
Ja Jeesuse juhitud iseloom.
Will lead people to Jesus.
See juhib inimesi Jeesuseni.
In Matthew 5:16, you know this verse.
Ja Matteuse 5:16.
Let your light shine before men.
Laske oma valgus särada inimeste ees.
That they may see your good works.
Et nad teie häid tegusid nähes.
And glorify your Father in heaven.
Annaksid au Jumalale taevas.
I've heard a story.
On üks lugu.
A young girl around 9-10 years old.
Üks tüdruk umbes 9-10 aastat vana.
He moved to a new place.
Kolis uude kohta.
And every time she walks to school.
Ja iga kord kui ta kooli kõndis.
She would see this middle-aged woman sitting at the porch.
Siis ta nägi ühte keskealist naist, kes istus veranda peal.
She was taught by her Christian mom that every time you see someone you say hi, hello, have a nice day.
Ja tema kristlasest ema oli teda õpetanud, et iga kord kui ta kedagi näeb, siis ta ütleb tere ja soovib talle head päeva.
So she saw this lady and the young girl said, good morning ma'am, have a nice day.
Ja ta nägi seda naist ja ta ütles tere hommikust, ilusat päeva teile.
The first reaction of the woman was like stunned and she was like
ja selle naise esimene reaktsioon oli selline, et oli väga üllatunud.
Anyway, the next day, the lady went to school, the young girl went to school, and the same thing, good morning, ma'am, have a nice day.
Ja järgmisel päeval juhtus sama asi, see tüdruk tervitas seda naist.
And this time, the lady replied, thank you, have a nice day to you too.
Ja seekord juba see naine ütles, aitäh, ilusat päeva sulle ka.
And on every day.
Ja see niimoodi läks edasi iga päev.
And one day, the girl went to school, and she didn't find the lady, her friend, sitting on the porch.
Aga ühel päeval, kui tüdruk kooli läks, siis ta ei näinud seda naist enam seal veranda peal.
And she said, something might be wrong.
Ja ta hakkas mõtlema, et äkki midagi juhtus.
So she went and knock on the door.
Ta läks ja koputas uksele.
And she heard a voice from the lady, get out!
Ja ta kuulis selle naise häält, mis ütles, et mine ära, ära sega mind.
Go away.
Mine ära.
But then when she started to speak, hi, this is me, your friend.
Aga kui see tüdruk hakkas rääkima, tere, see olen mina, sinu sõber.
The lady was quiet.
Siis oli vaikus.
And suddenly she hear a nice welcoming word. Come in.
Ja järsku ta kuulis sellist lahket hääletooni, mis ütles, tule sisse.
The door is open.
Uks on lahti.
So she went in.
Ja ta läks sisse.
Now to make the long story short.
Ja ma võtan kokku.
This lady became a Christian.
Sellest naisest sai kristlane.
And she made a testimony.
Ja ta tunnistas.
That for that 2 weeks.
Et need kaks nädalat.
She was so depressed.
Ta oli väga sügavas depressioonis.
And she was planning to take her life, suicide, to kill herself.
Ja ta plaanis enesetappu.
But when this new girl came into town.
Aga kui see tüdruk tuli sinna elama.
And started saying, hi, how are you, have a nice day.
Ja hakkas teda tervitama iga päev.
It changed her.
Siis see muutis seda naist.
And that day when she was inside, she was holding a gun.
Ja sellel päeval,
or maybe a knife, he was about to kill herself.
Ja sellel päeval, kui see tüdruk koputas, siis see naine oli just enesetapu sooritamas, ta hoidis nuga.
But when she was about to kill herself, she heard the voice of her friend.
Aga just see hetk, kui ta oli valmis oma elu võtma, siis ta kuulis oma sõbra häält.
And it saved her.
Ja see päästis tema.
Brothers and sisters in Christ.
Õed ja vennad Kristuses.
Can people around us see Jesus in our actions?
Kas inimesed näevad Jeesust meie tegudes?
Can people around us see and hear Jesus in our words?
Kas inimesed meie ümber kuulevad Jeesust meie sõnades?
The way we treat people.
See viis, kuidas me inimesi kohtleme.
Now every time people hear about evangelism, they always see like, oh, I need to talk, or I need to preach, or I need to do the Bible study.
Ja iga kord, kui on jutt evangeeliumi kuulutamisest, siis mõeldakse, et oi, ma pean rääkima, ma pean jutlustama, ma pean piiblitunde läbi viima.
Not everybody can preach.
Aga mitte kõik ei oska jutlustada.
Not everybody can do Daniel and Revelation Bible study. It's some people are not gifted with those things.
Ja mitte kõik ei oska teha Danieli ja ilmutuse raamatu piiblitunde.
We have different spiritual gifts.
Meil on erinevad annid.
You can use your spiritual gifts in your own little way to share God to them.
Ja teie võite oma vaimulike ande jagada omal viisil, et teistele Jumalat näidata.
You don't have to be me.
Ja te ei pea olema mina.
You don't have to be Hannah.
Te ei pea olema Hannah.
Or you don't have to be Marie-Lise. Be yourself.
Olge, kes te olete.
If you are a chef, use being a chef, use cooking to tell people about Jesus.
Ja kui sa oled kokk, siis kasuta söögi tegemist selleks, et teistele Jeesusest rääkida.
Don't preach.
Ära jutlusta.
Don't talk.
Ära räägi.
When I say don't talk, it, you know, is you cannot do that. You know, you have to talk a little bit.
No, natuke ikka peab rääkima.
No, I know Estonians don't like to talk.
Ma tean, et eestlastele sugugi ei meeldi rääkida.
You don't even say hi.
Te ei ütle isegi tere.
Because when someone says hi, people panic, like, what's
Sest
going on?
Kui keegi ütleb tere, siis kõigil hakkab paanika, et mis nüüd toimub.
No, but you have to be, you know, show people, show Jesus. Let me put it in one word. Let your action preach.
Aga laske oma tegudel jutlustada.
Always remember this.
Ja pidage meeles.
Action speaks louder than words.
Et teod kõnelevad valjemini kui sõnad.
There was an author who said.
Oli üks autor, kes ütles.
Tell me how to do it.
Öelge mulle, kuidas seda teha.
And I'll forget it.
Ja ma unustan selle.
But show me how to do it and I'll remember it.
Aga näidake mulle, kuidas seda teha ja siis see jääb mulle meelde.
We met a leader once.
Ükskord me kohtasime ühte juhti.
It's a true story.
See on tõesti sündinud lugu.
And he said, you know, Delfred, Hannah, I'm not more of a, I'm not comfortable like going out and bringing people to Jesus.
Ja ta ütles, et teate, Delfred ja Hannah, ma ei tunne ennast mugavalt välja minnes ja inimesi Jeesuse juurde tuues.
Because I know I'm a pastor, but I am more of a keeper. You know, I keep the flock.
Ma tean, et ma olen küll pastor, aga ma rohkem nagu hoian seda karja, kes on.
I don't like to visit people. It's not me. You know, I'm not comfortable with it. I'm more of a preacher.
Mulle ei meeldi inimestel külas käia, ma rohkem nagu jutlustan. Ma lihtsalt jutlustan.
I'm more of a keeper of the flock. I'm a planner. I'm a smart person.
Ja ma olen selle karjane.
But later on we found out that he's scared to go out there and he's not even a keeper.
Ja hiljem me saime teada, et ta kardab välja minna, aga ta ei ole ka oma karja hoidja.
Some people, some leaders,
mõned juhid,
can talk the talk, but cannot walk the walk.
Oskavad küll õiget juttu rääkida, aga ei oska seda teed tegelikult kõndida.
Some leaders are just, they just wait inside into church. When people come, then they share.
Mõned juhid lihtsalt ootavad kiriku sees ja kui inimesed tulevad, siis nad jagavad.
And they ask their members to go out and do something. They preach about evangelism.
Ja nad ütlevad oma koguduse liikmetele, et minge välja ja nad jutlustavad evangeliseerimisest.
They preach about bringing people from strangers to Jesus.
Ja nad jutlustavad sellest, kuidas võõraid tuua Jeesuse juurde.
But they themselves don't do it.
Aga nad ise ei tee seda.
You cannot even see them in their actions.
Ja
Jesus in their actions.
Sa isegi ei näe Jeesust nende tegudes.
They just want the finished product when people are here, then they preach.
Ja nad tahavad lihtsalt seda lõpp-produkti, et kui inimesed on juba kohal, siis nad jutlustavad.
Our Sabbath school lesson last quarter, it says,
hingamispäeva kool eelmisel kvartalil ütles,
servant, leadership.
Nagu teenijast juhtimine, teeniv juhtimine.
It means lead by example.
See tähendab, et juhi ja ole ise eeskujuks.
The best sermon
ja kõige parem jutlus
is not delivered behind the pulpit right here.
Kõige parem jutlus ei peeta maha siin üleval.
The best sermon delivered is the sermon in action.
Ja kõige parem jutlus, mis peetakse, on jutlus tegudes.
Lifestyle.
Elustiil.
Lifestyle evangelism.
elustiili evangeliseerimine.
Now brothers and sisters in Christ here in Tallinn.
Õed ja vennad Kristuses siin Tallinnas.
God has given us different kinds of gifts.
Jumal on annud meile erinevaid ande.
Some can preach, some can sing, some can cook, some can smile, some can operate the sound system, whatever it is.
Mõni oskab jutlustada, mõni oskab süüa teha, mõni oskab laulda, mis iganes see on.
They're all gifts.
Need on kõik annid.
Now use it.
Kasutage neid.
In your own little way.
Omal väikesel moel.
In your own little way.
Omal moel.
Whatever it may be.
Mis iganes see and ka ei oleks.
To tell people about God.
Selleks, et teistele Jeesusest rääkida.
Don't preach.
Ärge jutlustage.
If it's not your thing, no, don't.
Kui see teile ei sobi, siis ärge jutlustage.
Let your actions preach.
Aga laske oma tegudel kõneleda.
Now, Hannah and I had the interview with Veronica last time.
Hannal ja minul oli interviu Veronikaga.
Have you, some of you saw it or no?
Kas te olete seda näinud?
It's in the web page of
see on Advent.ee's
üleval. Advent Kogudus something. Anyway. Yeah, it's very good. You know, it's not about us. It's about how to reach people, I think.
Ja see ei olegi niivõrd meist, kuivõrd sellest, kuidas inimesteni jõuda.
When we came to Estonia,
kui me Eestisse tulime,
we literally went to the malls.
Siis me läksime kaubanduskeskusest.
We went to the streets.
Tänavatele.
In the buses.
Bussidele.
In the trams.
Trammidel.
Wherever we go.
Kuhu iganes me läksime.
To find people.
Me läksime nendesse kohtadesse selleks, et inimesi leida.
Now I'm not saying that every time that people pass like hello, you want to know Jesus? We didn't do that.
Ja me ei teinud niimoodi, et kui keegi mööda läks, ütlesime tere, kas sa tahad Jeesusest kuulda.
Now there were two people in the Viru Keskus park before.
Viru keskuse pargis oli kaks inimest.
I think they were also missionaries, they were bringing Bibles.
Nad olid vist ka missionärid, neil olid piiblid kaasas.
And they came to this one young lady who was drinking her coffee after a work break, I think.
Ja nad tulid ühe noore naise juurde, kes jõi oma kohvi pärast tööpäeva.
And we heard her, overheard her.
Ja me kuulsime pealt.
And they came to the lady.
Nad tulid selle naise juurde.
Tere! Hello! Do you want to know Jesus?
Kas sa tahad Jeesusest kuulda?
Come, follow us.
Tule meiega.
Oh dear.
Oh, heldus.
The lady took her headphone and she said, no.
See naine võttis oma kõrvaklapid ära.
She was so angry, no.
Ta oli täiesti vihanes, ei.
You know what I'm talking about?
Kas te teate, millest ma räägin?
Sometimes talking a lot doesn't work.
Vahel rääkimisest ei piisa.
It's how you use it and when to use it.
See on oleneb sellest, kuidas sa räägid ja millal sa räägid.
If talking is not your thing,
ja kui rääkimine ei ole üldse sinu teema,
then find some other ways to let people know about Jesus.
Siis leia mingi muu viis, kuidas inimestele Jeesusest tunnistada.
I'm just looking at the time at the moment. How many minutes more?
Palju mul aega on?
I don't want you to... Okay, all right, okay. We're almost done.
Me oleme peaaegu juba lõpusirgel.
Okay, let me just... Ellen G. White, Evangelism 645.
Ellen White, evangeliseerimine.
It says here.
Ja seal on kirjas.
We are to be sincere.
Me peame olema siired.
Earnest Christians.
Tõsimeelsed kristlased.
Doing faithfully the duties placed in our hands.
Tehes ustavalt neid ülesandeid, mis on meile pandud.
And looking ever to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Ja usus vaadates Jeesusele, kes on meie usu algataja ja täideviija.
Last story before I say it.
Ja viimane lugu.
There was a blind lady.
Oli üks pime naine.
A missionary to Africa told this story.
Ja üks missionär Aafrikas rääkis selle loo.
She was blind, she cannot see.
See naine oli pime, ta ei näinud mitte midagi.
But she was converted.
Aga ta oli pöördunud.
Anyway, she opened the Bible, John 3:16, and he told the missionary, can you please put a marker on John 3:16 in my Bible?
Ja see naine tegi oma Biibli lähti, ütles sellele missionärile, et kas sa palun saaksid siia järjehoidja vahele panna mingisuguse märkme teha, kus on Johannese 3:16.
And in that area, people speak French.
Ja selles piirkonnas inimesed räägivad prantsuse keelt.
This blind lady doesn't speak French.
Aga see pime naine ei räägi prantsuse keelt.
But she got a French Bible and she wants... the missionary to highlight John 3:16.
aga ta sai endale prantsuskeelse piibli ja ta tahtis, et see missionär jooniks alla Johannese 3:16 seal piiblist.
And so one day the missionary followed this blind girl with her dog and her stick. He followed her.
Ja ükskord see missionär läks sellele naisele järgi, kui ta oma selle pimeda keppiga kõndis seal.
And this blind lady and this dog led her to a school.
Ja see juhtkoer, kes sellel pimedal naisel oli, ta juhtis selle naise ühe kooli juurde.
And this blind lady stood at the gate of the school.
Ja see naine seisis kooli värava juures.
With her Bible.
Oma piibliga.
And every time she hears someone coming by.
Ja iga kord, kui ta kuulis, et keegi möödub.
She would say, excuse me, sir.
Siis ta ütles, vabandage.
Do you speak French?
Kas te prantsuskeelt räägite?
I have a verse here in the Bible. Can you please read it for me?
Mul on siin üks salm piiblis. Kas te palun loeksite selle mul ette?
And some of the students will stop and read the Bible to her. And it's John 3:16 for God so loved in French, of course.
Ja mõned õpilased siis jäid seisma ja lugesid selle ette. See on, et Jumal nõnda on armastanud maailma.
And the blind lady will say, do you understand what you just read?
Ja see pime naine küsis, et kas sa tead, mida see tähendab?
Some students will say, I don't know, this is my first time to read a Bible.
Ja mõni ütles, et ei, ma ei tea, et see on esimene kord, kui ma piiblit loen.
And this blind girl, this blind lady would explain the meaning of John 3:16.
Ja siis pime naine hakkas selgitama seda tähendust Johannese 3:16.
This is a true story submitted by Kent Hughes.
Ja see on tõesti sündinud lugu.
After a few years.
Mõne aasta pärast.
24 pastors.
26 pastorit. 26 pastorit.
Confesses and testified.
Tunnistasid.
That they became ministers because of that blind lady asking, can you read this book for me?
Nendest said pastorit selle pimeda naise tõttu, kes palus neil lugeda piiblit.
She was blind.
See naine oli pime.
But she was able to bring 24, not just bring people, but turn ordinary people into ministers because of her simple way of sharing the gospel.
Ta oli küll pime, kuid ta suutis 26 inimest mitte lihtsalt tuua Jumala juurde, vaid ka tuua pastori töö juurde.
Brothers and sisters in Christ here in Tallinn, this is one I'm going to leave you before we go.
Ühed ja vennad Kristuses, see on see, mis ma tahan teile nüüd jätta enne, kui ma lähen.
There are people out there who are looking for that missing piece, miserable.
On inimesi väljaspool, kes otsivad seda puuduvat osa, kes on õnnetud.
We ride a tram, we ride a bus and we see people there with different kinds of struggles. You can see that in their face.
Me sõidame ühistranspordiga ja me näeme nende nägudest, et neil on raskusi.
A lot of our young people try drugs, a lot of young people try whatever things because they try to find this missing piece in their hearts.
Ja noored inimesed proovivad narkootikume või muid asju sellepärast, et neil on südames üks suur tükk puudu.
But they didn't know that this missing piece is Jesus.
Ja nad ei teagi, et see puuduv tükk on Jeesus.
If we don't share Jesus to them, who will?
Kui meie ei jaga nendega Jeesust, siis kes seda teeb?
The Bible said.
Piibel ütleb.
The harvest is plentiful.
Lõikust on palju.
But the workers are few.
Aga töötegijaid on vähe.
Matthew 25:23. This is the last verse I will read.
Matteuse 25.
Well done.
Hästi tehtud.
Good and faithful servant.
Sa hea ja ustav sulane.
Thou hast been faithful over a few things.
Sa olid ustav pisku üle.
I will make thee ruler over many things.
Ja ma panen su palju üle.
Enter thou into the joy of the Lord.
Mine oma issanda rõõmu peole.
Now I want you to pray for us, please.
Ja ma tahaks meie pärast
palata. Before Hannah and I sing.
Enne kui me Hannaga laulma hakkame.
I know you're praying for us, but I think you're praying the other way that we cannot leave.
Ma tean, et te meie eest palvetanud, et me ei läheks ära.
But please, but I need to change, I want you to change your prayer. Please give them the visa.
Aga ma palun, et te hakkaksite palvetama, et nad meile selle viisa annaksid.
Because we feel that we have a new mission there in Norway.
Sest me tunneme, et see on meie uus missioni põld.
That God will lead us the way and we can get our visa and that we could start our work there in Norway.
Et Jumal juhiks ja me saaksime oma viisa ja me saaksime seal tööd alustada.